Good evening, and welcome to tonight's program. Our guest is the world-known Dr. Charles Adams, who has sparked a great deal of attention over the past several years for his research in the area of language learning. His new book, Learning a Language Over Eggs and Toast, has been on the bestseller list for the past 6 weeks. Welcome to our program.
It's a pleasure to be here.
Now, Dr. Adams, tell me about the title of your book, Learning a Language Over Eggs and Toast.
Well, one of the most important keys to learning another language is to establish a regular study program, like planning a few minutes every morning around breakfast time.
Now, sorry for saying this, but your ideas may sound a little simplistic to our audience. I mean, I took Spanish in high school for 4 years, and I didn't become a proficient speaker of the language.
Well, I think there are many people that feel that way, and that's just it. I'm not implying that we can become fluent speakers in a matter of a few minutes here and there, but rather a regular, consistent, and focused course of study can help us on the way to the promised language of language mastery. And remember, there is a difference between native fluency and proficiency in a language, and I am proposing the latter.
So, what are some of the basic keys you are suggesting?
Well, as I just mentioned, people need to plan out their study by setting realistic and attainable goals from the beginning. I mean, some people get caught up in the craze of learning the language in 30 days, only to become disenchanted when they don't perform up to their expectations. And small steps, little by little, are the key. For example, planning to learn 5 new vocabulary words a day and to learn to use them actively is far better than learning 30 and forgetting them the next day.
Mm-hmm. Now, you mentioned something about maximizing your learning potential by learning about your own individual learning styles. Could you elaborate on that?
Sure. People often have different ways of learning and approach learning tasks differently. Some people are visual learners who prefer to see models of the patterns they are expected to learn. Others are auditory learners who favor hearing instructions, for example, over reading them. Now, our preferences are determined by many factors. For example, personality, culture, and past experience.
Well, Dr. Adams, what is your learning style?
Well, I'm a very tactile learner.
You mean one who learns through hands-on experience?
Exactly.
So, how does knowing your learning style benefit you?
Well, this might seem a little unusual, but moving around while trying to learn and memorize material helps me a great deal. While I cut up tomatoes and onions for my omelet in the morning, I might recite aloud vocabulary to the rhythm of the knife. But it is important to remember that often our learning styles are not singular in nature, but are often very multidimensional, and we tend to learn differently in different situations.
So what is my learning style?
Well, you're going to have to read my book to find out.
Okay, we have just found out from Dr. Charles Adams, author of the book Learning Languages Over Eggs and Toast. Thanks for joining us.
My pleasure.
Spark. To start or begin suddenly. His comments sparked a lot of controversy. Imply. Suggesting or leading someone to believe. I'm not implying that you shouldn't take the job. Just think about it a little more before accepting the position. Disenchant. Disappointed or disillusioned with a feeling of not having been told the truth. He became disenchanted with life overseas and soon returned to his country. Elaborate. Explain in more detail. Could you elaborate on your ideas on starting your company? Tactile. The idea of touching. He is a very tactile learner and always benefits from hands-on activities like building things.